Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network, Swift 98 and The Spur. Let's head into this hour's guest interview segment, learning about the first annual Star Valley Festival of Trees and Gingerbread House Contest. In studio today is Bethany Packard. She is part of the volunteer group and organization that's putting this great event together. And also Robin Ross, who's with the Afton Food Pantry and also helping organize this great event as well. Robin, Bethany, good morning. How are you both doing today?
Good morning, Duke.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Appreciate you coming. Yeah, well, Bethany, let's start with you. Take us to the very beginning of this idea and how this whole concept of a Festival of Trees and Gingerbread Contest came about.
Okay, well, my husband and I, Chad, have been so impressed by the community volunteer and service spirit here in the Valley since we moved from Dallas about 4 years ago. And once we renovated the building on the corner there, we had that beautiful gather on 89 space, and we were trying to think of things that we could do for the community in that space. And a Festival of Trees idea was just kind of born. And so we started to speak with some other people that we know are community-minded and have a real servant's heart. And we just started growing and growing and building from there. And so here now we are.
I love the whole concept of it's not just a Festival of Trees, but you've looped in this gingerbread house competition with it to really get the community involved. And so let's start with there. Tell us about the competition portion.
Okay, that's a great point, because we wanted to have everybody in the Valley feel like they could participate in some sort of fun way. And a lot of times Festival of Trees have a gingerbread house competition component attached to that. And so we thought we would do the same. And so as a committee, we started talking about what would that look like, and would the community be excited to come and help us build a big gingerbread village?
Yeah, and of course the event itself is, we should mention, November 24th and 25th. It's Thanksgiving weekend, Friday, Saturday. But as far as the gingerbread house contest, there's some early entry deadlines. Tell us about that.
The community members will see lots of flyers up and down the Valley from north to south in business windows, and there's a great amount of information on there. The entrance fee is just a small $5, and I will just tell you right up front, every single penny that we are making from the entrance fees and all that, anything associated with these event, will be going to the food banks up and down the Valley. But it's a $5 entrance fee. There's a little QR code on the flyers that you can click to get to the Google form to sign up. We are going to have a limited amount of entries in the following categories. We have kindergarten through third grade category, fourth grade through sixth grade, seventh through 12th grade, the adult or 18 and above category, a family or group category, and a professional category. And each of those entrance fees, as I said, is just $5. And then you'll bring your gingerbread houses or whatever you decide to create to gather on 89 here in Afton at the corner of Washington and 4th on Monday, November 20th. And we'll build these villages out of all these awesome gingerbread creations, and then the community will be able to come and view those on the Friday and Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Love it. Love it. It's going to be fantastic. Of course, you'll have the trees on display there as well. We'll talk more about that in just a few moments, along with some really tasty reasons to come to this event. But first, Robin Ross is in studio. Robin has been helping organize this event, but is also on the board of directors for the Afton Food Pantry. And Robin, the food pantry in Afton and of course, the banks in Thane and Alpine going to benefit from this event. We talk about the numbers sometimes, and I think a lot of times people are surprised by the growing need for the food banks here in the Valley. Tell us what you've been seeing at the Afton Food Pantry.
Well, we have been currently seeing over 100 to 130 patrons coming into the pantry each month recently, and in November and December, those numbers really increase. There is a lot of need, and we were able to help a lot of people.
So with this event, people can, of course, bring a non-perishable food item that can be donated to the food bank. But as Bethany was talking about, you have the registration fees for the gingerbread house and some ways to actually donate money. And the cash goes a long way. Tell us what you guys do with the actual monetary donations you receive in addition to the food.
We love receiving cash donations. Cash donations are really what we prefer, because we're able to take those monies and we can take them to stores where we can get special discounts on food. And so that money, we're able to get it to go further than maybe you or I would be able to provide, you know, if we go to the store and purchase food.
Because a lot of times you're getting a discount on those items,
we will get a discount on those items. And so money is really the best way, but we will take actual food donations.
Absolutely.
We'll be happy for whatever we receive.
So Bethany, people can come to this great event. They can bring donated food items. They can make monetary donations. It's all distributed to all three of the food banks in Star Valley. Tell us more about the actual trees itself that people will be seeing when they come to this event.
Okay, so we're starting off small this year, and we have very large plans and dreams for the event. But this year we will have a minimum of four trees that the community will be able to participate in a fishbowl raffle, where you'll be able to buy a ticket or multiple tickets and put them in a bowl in front of the tree that you would like to purchase. And so we'll have that going. We'll also have some of the gingerbread houses. When you register to have a gingerbread entry, you'll be able to choose to donate your gingerbread house, and that means that people will be able to buy that gingerbread house at the end of the event, or you can take that gingerbread home back with you.
Perfect. And of course, again, all the funds go to the food banks. Some other reasons to go to the Festival of Trees on November 24th and 25th. You have pulled in some of the top chefs and bakers and artisans in the Valley into this.
Yes, we have. Oh, you guys, Star Valley, this is going to be awesome. We're going to be having a lunch from 11 till 1 on both that Friday and that Saturday. And we have three wonderful chefs. We have Chef Sean Garner, Chef Jess Holland, and Chef Maggie Palin. And they're going to be donating their talents and skills and their product. We're going to be having multiple kinds of soup and breads that will be available for a $5 donation or more. Come on, people, be generous with us here. And that will happen, like I said, again, on Friday and Saturday from 11 to 1. And that will be back in the Gather Prep Kitchen. So when you come into the event, you can wander through, and we're going to have Gather just decked out beautifully. It's going to be a gorgeous place to come and walk through and support the food bank by buying a lunch.
And it's perfect for the Thanksgiving weekend. So fantastic event. Again, it's at Gather on 89, November 24th and 25th, the first annual Star Valley Festival of Trees and Gingerbread House Contest. In studio, Robin Ross and Bethany Packard to tell us about this event. Anything we missed regarding this event or the benefit to the food bank we need to mention today?
If people want to bring donations of food, there are some things that we would really love to have at the food pantry. We would love cereal donations, and some things that people don't think about really are spices and baking supplies. It's definitely the time to be in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And also honey. Honey is a really great one that most people don't think about, that helps coat those throats during these cool months.
Excellent. Thank you so much. So again, you can find details on the Star Valley Festival of Trees and Gingerbread House Contest at sbinews.com. You can find the flyer on the events page and details there on how to enter into the Gingerbread House Contest. Again, different age groups and categories for that.
And don't forget to go to our Facebook page. That's Star Valley Festival of Trees.
In studio, Bethany Packard and Robin Ross. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.